You will remember scenes like this one off the coast of Italy 2 years ago.
It's now 8 o'clock in the morning, and yet another landing. There have been several in the night. This one is the Coast Guard's. It's a smallish boat, and it is jammed with rescued migrants. The first people off the boat seem very young.
That was the BBC's Emma Jane Kirby reporting in 2016 when 26,000 unaccompanied minors arrived in Italy. Today the numbers are way down, but we wondered what happened to the children who made that trip 2 years ago. The world's Orla Barry went to the Italian island of Sicily to meet two of them.
16-year-old Khadija and 15-year-old Marie are both from West Africa, but first met each other in Sicily. Khadija's from Guinea and Marie from Ivory Coast. They each travelled first to Libya, where they boarded migrant boats bound for southern Italy. Today, they're like sisters, so much so that the Italian authorities don't want to separate them. They speak Italian and French, but even with the help of an interpreter, they're reluctant to talk about what they've been through.
Can I ask, how did you arrive in Sicily?
Può chiederti come sei arrivata in Sicilia?
In a boat.
The two teenagers now have a legal guardian, thanks to a program organised by UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. In reality, Maria Letizia Barone has become their substitute mother.
Often they say, "You are our mother now. You are our Italian mother."
And like any anxious mother, Barone worries about how much she can truly support the two teens.
Sometimes I feel, maybe I will not be able to answer the needs. So what can I do? What can I do? Am I doing right? Am I doing something wrong? Will I be good enough? I don't know.
Barone tells me that Khadija's parents and sister died in Guinea, which forced her to move in with an uncle. He refused to let her go to school. It was when he began making plans to marry her off to an older man that Khadija fled. She was 14. She began the long journey from Guinea through Mali, Mauritania, Algeria, and then to Libya.
She arrived to Libya. She was imprisoned. She was raped. And she became, for a period, a sex slave. I think she suffered too much. When she is by herself, she's very sad.
Khadija's friend Marie was only 13 when she left Ivory Coast. Barone says Marie's father had suddenly disappeared and her mother was struggling to cope, and so she sent Marie to live with some friends in Tunisia. From there, she made her way to Libya. I asked the two how they managed to get on a boat bound for Italy, but they don't tell me. A few weeks ago, Marie received some unexpected news.
She told me also, "I feel sick very often. My breast is paining." Okay. So when I showed her the results of the test, "Please, can you read this? Incinta." What does it mean? Pregnant.
Pregnant.
She cried. And I told her, "Okay, this is the situation. But you have to know, I will be by your side. You will not be alone."
Marie has decided she'll go through with the pregnancy. It was her boyfriend who got her pregnant, and he has told her he'll stand by her.
Marie introduced her boyfriend, and then she left. And he told me, "I will do whatever you want. What do you want me to do?" "If you want to be part of this, okay, you are welcome. But please respect Marie."
Despite what they've been through, Marie and Khadija are the fortunate ones. They have accommodation, at least for now, in a government-run centre, and they have a guardian. Many migrant children fall through the cracks. The Italian government has lost track of more than 4,700 migrant kids. Some may have left Italy for better job prospects in Northern Europe. UNICEF believes that others have left because of poor living conditions in Italian migrant centres. Aid workers are especially concerned about these runaway kids and say these are the ones most vulnerable to the risk of sex trafficking and other forms of exploitation. And there's another issue. The Italian government has passed a new law requiring many migrants to leave government accommodation when they turn 18. Many may, as a result, end up on the streets. For the moment, Khadija and Marie are still in school. I asked them what plans they have for the future. Rhi says she'd like to be a hairdresser.
Vuole essere una grande parte.
And Khadisha, who was prevented from going to school in Guinea, wants to continue her studies.
L'università, finire la scuola.
Their guardian, Maria Letizia Barone, is hopeful the teenagers will be able to fulfil their dreams. But she worries that Khadisha, in particular, will struggle to overcome what she's been through.
Because I see the past in the eyes. Fighting with the past will be the greatest challenge, I think.
And as for Barone,
I don't know how to say in English, but I told my family I am becoming una nonna adottiva.
Adopted grandmother.
Yeah. Oh, no, yes, because it's like a grandchild.
And perhaps this new life will help them look towards the future and overcome some of the trauma of their past. For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Palermo, Sicily.
We have more stories of migrants living now in Sicily and how Italy's so-called security decree has made life increasingly difficult for them. That's at theworld.org.